don't have to live with dating anxiety. There are some ways that you could try to get through it, and we're going to go over them today.
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video, so please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks! Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over how to overcome dating anxiety. Before I dive into all of these tips and tricks and advice though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, because this is actually going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's quick, fun, easy, and totally free. So don't forget to check that out. The link is above me and in the description down below. You should actually click the link, take the quiz, then comment back here and comment below what your results are, because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula, because this will actually triple your response rate on any dating site or dating app. It's totally free and it's going to really help you out with those first messages. It can actually help reduce your dating anxiety by not having to think about what to say. So don't forget to check that out. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. So anxiety over dating, this is extremely common and normal. It all happens. You know, dating can be inherently a stressful and anxiety-inducing thing, especially if you've had bad experiences in the past that can make things worse, or if there's a lot of pressure put on you even by yourself. Anxiety and dating is very common, and in this video we aim to help you sort of get past it, to acknowledge it and move forward, and hopefully some of these tips can help you out. So many people have anxiety disorders of some kind, and even if you're not dealing with per se an anxiety disorder, this is still a common thing that happens. And maybe these tips won't exactly get rid of it forever, but hopefully they can help you and maybe stick in your mind whenever you're dealing with some of that anxiety. All right, so let's get into these tips. The first tip is to check your assumptions and challenge your negative thoughts and feelings as they arise. So it can be easy to have a bunch of negative assumptions or maybe the worst case scenario type of situations playing out in your head when getting into a dating situation. Maybe you just assume that somebody will reject you, or they will laugh at you or make fun of you or something like that. I urge you to challenge these assumptions and these negative thoughts and say, maybe that won't happen. That probably won't happen. A lot of these negative thoughts can be a bit self-deprecating. You're thinking lowly of yourself. Maybe you're calling on experiences that you've had in the past, but the truth is, things are usually built up a lot more in your head than they will actually result to be. And a lot of these negative and intrusive thoughts might just be, you know, coming from no real evidence. It might just be something that's built up from your anxiety. Yes, rejection is a thing and that could happen, but you don't have to go into every situation thinking it's going to be the worst case possible scenario. And if you go into things with a negative mindset, oftentimes you sort of manifest that involuntarily because you're just expecting it to happen, and so you act accordingly. And actually having too many negative assumptions can actually just hurt you in different ways, because maybe you'll accept sort of a bare minimum situation because you were expecting so much worse, so the fact that it's not horrible is all right to you. So definitely make sure to keep those assumptions into check. The next tip that we have for you is to get it all out in the open / self-disclose. So you want to be open and honest with who you are. You don't have to be extremely open and telling every detail of your life and every detail of your anxiety. However, you know, acknowledging what you're feeling to yourself and possibly to the person you're going on a date with can be really, really helpful. You can say something like, oh, I'm a little bit nervous. That's totally fine. And it might actually help ease the tension, and they can probably better understand if you are maybe fidgeting or something like that. So it can help things a lot with just, you know, having open dialogue and conversation. Admit it to yourself, admit it to them, and maybe things can move along better. They'll probably admit to you that they're a bit nervous as well, and you can laugh. And once that elephant's out of the room, maybe that can actually help you move forward. People are more understanding than you may be given credit for if you have them built up on a pedestal in your head, or the situation is built up so much in your head. But you know, you're just hanging out with the person, right? At the end of the day, if you're going on a date, you're dating, it's just a person who you were with, and they will probably understand you. It can obviously be very difficult to let your guard down and to share some intimate piece of yourself with someone, including the fact that you have anxiety or dating anxiety. But you know, you don't want to be someone you're not. If this is something that you're facing and working with, and especially if it's affecting situations, it's better to get it out in the open. If you're enjoying this video so far, by the way, please make sure to give it a big thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. so we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. The third tip we have for you is to try to reduce the threat of judgment from yourself and from others. It can be very difficult to stop judging even your own actions and the things that you say and do, especially in dating situations, because they can often sort of put you on the spot, make you a bit uncomfortable. You're not usually in those situations, so they're unique and can be a little bit scary. So it's hard to stop yourself from judging the things that you do. And I'm not sure that that voice can ever entirely go away if it's something you very much struggle with, but it's best to try to silence it as much as possible, because if you are highly judging yourself for everything that you do, every little thing, it's gonna be hard to get anything done ever, right? Being too highly critical of yourself is not gonna help anything. It's gonna make it harder to relax and enjoy the moment and actually get to know that other person who you're with, because you're too focused on yourself. And you also need to try to let go of the idea that the person who you are dating is going to intensely judge you as well. We're all people, and yes, people judge each other, but if you're actually dating someone, chances are they actually already like you. If you're going out on a date, they have some preconceived notions about you that they already enjoy. They enjoy who you are on a face level, right? So it's best to let go of the idea that they're going to be highly judgmental of you. I guess they could be, they might be, but don't ponder on that. Don't think about that. Maybe in general, don't focus on yourself as much, and try not to beat yourself up too much over perceived mistakes that you've made, especially over a long period of time. If you say the wrong thing at dinner, it's best try to not ponder about that for days and days after or forever. Chances are the person doesn't even remember it. So, you know, try to stop this self-judgment. I know, easier said than done, but still, it's something to keep in mind. You don't need to judge yourself for every little thing. The next tip we have for you is to push for more positive thinking. So again, I know this seems obvious, but it's really so important. Instead of lingering on the things that you perceive might have been going wrong in the day, or things you're scared of going wrong, look out for things that are going well and are reasons that your date might like you. Focus on the positive things, the way their eyes lit up when they saw you, the compliments that they paid you, the thoughtful things that they remembered about you, things like that. Focus on all the good things. Sometimes we can actually convince ourselves that someone perceives us a certain way, but it's really actually just self-projection. If you see yourself in a very negative way, sometimes you can project those feelings onto others when they didn't even have them at all. And again, you don't want to sort of create a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you think things are really going horribly because, I don't know, you picked up the wrong spoon at dinner or something, then maybe that's going to actually send you in a sort of spiral that might actually make the date end up a little bit worse. Whereas if you just were like, I picked up the wrong spoon, silly, and we're like, oh, it's a great date anyway, you know what I mean? Then it'll continue being great. So don't let yourself, your negative thoughts sort of weigh you down. Try to focus on the positive. Something that is positive and can really help you out in your dating journey is to know what to send as a first message. This can be one of the most difficult parts of even dating, is getting that first message out there. What are you gonna say? So to alleviate that, we actually have our free online dating opener formula that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. This is actually going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, and it's gonna really help you out with those first messages that are crucial. So don't forget to check that out by clicking the link again above me or in the description down below. The next tip we have for you is to practice acceptance. Accept who you are, your dating anxiety, accept what you're worried about, and own it. Maybe you are anxious about dating, and that's okay. You don't have to pretend to be otherwise. You can work to stop having that so much, but you know, you are who you are. So the better you accept yourself for who you are and are okay with that, the easier it will be to share that with other people, to accept that about you, to move on from it, to accept it, to work towards solutions, etc. By accepting yourself fully for who you are, it can help to calm that inner judge inside us that's like our biggest critic, you know, is ourselves. So just accept it. You are who you are. That's okay. And accepting it is one of the biggest things, because it can feel like if you have some sort of anxiety, right, you have dating anxiety, it's like, I shouldn't have this. If you have it, you have it. That's okay. And accepting that can actually help calm you down and can actually help reduce the anxiety, just because, hey, I know this is here. I'm gonna try to work through it and get better with it and everything, but it is what it is, and that's okay. And just that act can be very freeing. The sixth tip we have for you is to reframe catastrophic cognition. So reframe the idea that if something goes wrong, it's like the end of the world, right? If I get rejected by this person, I'll never find love again, etc. If I say the wrong thing, they're never gonna text me again. All of these are big escalations of things that could go wrong that are usually big snowballed and mountains out of molehills, you know? So it's best to reframe that sort of catastrophic thinking. Instead of thinking it's gonna be the end of my love life if it doesn't work out with this one person, just think, it's all right, doesn't work out, I can try again. Question of the day, what are some things that you do to reduce dating anxiety? Even if you don't necessarily have an anxiety disorder or it's not a huge problem in your life, all of us go through some level of anxiety through dating, even minutely, even if it's just getting this tiny bit nervous. So how do you deal with those anxiety-induced dating moments? Do you like to keep a mantra that you repeat to yourself? Do you like to remind yourself of your good qualities? Do you like to meditate or something like that? What do you do to keep your own anxieties at bay when dating? Leave all your thoughts, comments, anecdotes, tips down below. We would love to hear from you. The next tip that we have for you is to stay present. So practice mindfulness and emotional intelligence. So if you are staying present in the moment, that can really help ground you to what's actually happening rather than what your mind is sort of imagining to be happening. So if you're in the moment, that can really help you to actually enjoy the company of the person who you are on a date with, rather than being up in your head thinking about every minute detail of what it is that you're doing. Because if you're out on a date with someone, it's not just about you and all the things that you're doing that could be bad or good, right? It's about enjoying time with someone, getting to know them. Do you like them? Are you enjoying their company? Do you like talking to them? What's interesting about them? Focus on the fun things that you're doing. Are you going bowling? Is that fun? How pretty does the sky look on the walk that you're on? How good is the ice cream you're eating? Just stay in the moment, stay grounded, keep those feet on the ground. Think about the person you're with and try to stay out of your head. The next tip we have for you is to go ahead and ask for reassurance, but keep balance. So at the end of the day, the only one who can monitor your anxiety is yourself. Your partner can't do that. So it's great to ask for reassurance. As we said earlier, it can be great and very helpful to sort of disclose to your partner that you have dating anxiety. However, if you're constantly expecting your partner to cater to your anxiety, you're not gonna find yourself in the most healthy of relationships. Of course, we all need to cater to each other's needs on some level, but again, it's not your partner's responsibility to always be quelling your own anxieties. You should try to build your own toolbox and work on yourself in a way that you don't need them to have to be the ones to pull you down to earth all the time. Of course, that can happen, and that's great if your partner does that for you, but especially when you just start dating, it's really important to try your best to, you know, manage this mostly on your own, and it's great to disclose what's going on and to make it clear and communicate, and hopefully they can help you with that. But at the end of the day, this is you. You need to work on yourself. The next tip we have for you is a bit more hands-on. So this can be to actually plan the date or be involved in the planning process. So this can actually really help reduce anxiety. Part of your dating anxiety comes from the fact that you don't know what's going to be happening. Planning the date yourself as much as possible can really help quell those anxieties to some level. Or if you can't be the one who's actually planning the date, it can be great to ask your partner for, you know, the details of what they're planning, what's going to be happening, because that just makes you feel better. I think a lot of people can understand that. So the last tip that we have for you is to manage anxiety in other areas of your life. Sometimes dating anxiety can be something that's sort of toppled over from other aspects of your life. Maybe you're working way too much, or you are overwhelmed with other things that are happening, or there's some stressful things happening in your life, and that anxiety is really just helping top up the dating anxiety and make it even worse. So to manage anxiety in other aspects of your life, of course, you need to get enough sleep, maybe see a therapist, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, possibly meditate, journal, etc., etc. You really want to prioritize your well-being, because when you are healthy and happy and at your most stress-free state possible, even if it's a little bit of stress still, that's when you're going to have the most pleasing time with dating. But that is going to just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that it was helpful for you. Good luck on the dating scene. Do not forget to check out our free online dating app quiz that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. It's going to pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. Quick, fun, easy, totally free. Don't forget to check that out. Also, check out our free online dating opener formula, which is going to help you send the best first message on any dating site or dating app. It's totally free and will really help you out with those first messages, so don't forget to check that out, linked above me and in the description down below. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. Don't forget to answer the question of the day: how do you personally deal with dating anxiety? Leave your recommendations, anecdotes, everything, comments down below. We love to hear from you. But that's kind of just about wrap up this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it, and hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!